Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance increasing estimated revenues and appropriations in the Water Sewer Special Revenue Fund for operational chemical costs more than what was budgeted. The Public Works Department secures annual purchasing agreements for required chemicals at the city's water and wastewater treatment plants. Public Works Director Scott Curtin told the City Council that he's running into supply chain issues.
We ran into a similar scenario this year. We're using a new vendor this year, never used them before, but they were low bid. They missed a barge earlier on, which delayed some chemicals. We've had that to contend with, and we've gotten through that, and it's all fine. This is basically refreshing our budget for expenses that were above and beyond what we were expecting. So the budget that I presented in the spring to you were based on historical data that we generally expect. Those numbers in the environment that we're in today came in astronomically higher, increases that we've never seen before. And to the point, to be honest with you, I'm looking at alternatives of possibly installing other equipment as a future capital project to possibly generate our own chemicals instead of having to supply them. There's different things that we can do to walk away from this eventually.
Curtin says he's not expecting a change anytime soon.
It's insane. The company that we did business last year, I want to say last year's bid was $83,000. Their bid to me, which they lost, their bid to me this year was like $157,000. So they almost doubled their bid for the exact same thing that I purchased 12 months ago.
The items all were competitively bid, and the lowest bidder, Cascade Columbia's total bid, was $28,390, more than the budgeted amounts, approximately $12,000 toward the wastewater plant and $16,000 toward the water plant. Additionally, Nalco Company provides chemicals that are used to assist in removing tannins in the water. Their pricing resulted in costs totaling approximately $29,000 in excess of the budgeted funds, according to memo documents for the Kenai City Council. The chemicals typically purchased through these agreements include sodium hypochlorite, sodium bisulfite, lime, and polymer. Governor Mike Dunleavy signed a piece of legislation into law providing a new avenue for funding the state's signage. The bill allows the state to accept donations from groups or individuals who wish to commemorate bridges, public buildings, and roads. North Pole Senator Robert Myers.
We have the ability to honor individual Alaskans and groups who have contributed to our communities, our state, and our nation. And one way that we do that is by naming bridges, buildings, and roads after them. This bill came about because of one such naming bill. In the discussion of the Transportation Committee, the suggestion was made that a donation be collected as a way to avoid the fiscal impact on the state. And while small, it can hold up the process and detract from the effort to bestow the honor.
Senator Myers did say,
unfortunately, DOT informed us that the current process does not allow for donations until after the state expense has been authorized. SB 168 provides a new avenue for funding commemorative naming projects by allowing receipt authority for DOT earlier in the process before the naming bill is passed. It does not require these costs be paid by outside groups, but instead helps codify a process that will not be reliant on state funds. This bill is less about policy, more about process and timing.
According to Senate Bill 168, the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities may accept gifts, donations, and grants from a person or agency for the purpose of providing signage for an asset under control of the department. All gifts, donations, and grants will be used in accordance with a memorandum of understanding agreed on by the donor and the department. Additionally, any signage created is subject to necessary funds being collected from the donor. State funds may not be expended for signage until necessary funds have been collected from the donor. According to Juneau Senator Jesse Keel, under the previous rules, no matter how popular the honoree or how many donors want to name a road or bridge or building after an individual, cash for the sign must come out of the public purse, resulting in some facilities not having any signs. The bill was co-sponsored by Senate President Peter Machicki. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.